Rave Radio. Harry Kane, you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is brought to you by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And today I'm actually live from the Almo E4 AV Tour here in Irvine, California, and I've grabbed two people that I think you need to hear from. And this podcast is dedicated to the new Barco corporate AV line. A lot of you have heard about it. In fact, they spent, the better part of a month last month launching a bunch of new products. Specifically to the corporate AV market, and they're sort of in three different categories, so I'm going to let them explain it all to you. But first of all, I want to introduce you to who's sitting here with me today. I have Neil Wittering, and you may know Neil because he's been in the industry quite a long time, something like 20-some years, and he's now the director of product marketing for Barco. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for getting us online.
Well, and I'm also joined by Peter Powles. Peter is actually from Barco's headquarters in Belgium, but he is in charge of all corporate AV for Barco, right?
Well, I'm part of the team that drives all the products together from ClickShare, Projection, and other products as one offering to the market, to the channel, so we bring a successful solution right. For corporate AV.
And
for having us, by the way.
And you are based in Belgium, right?
I am based in Belgium, yes. But yeah. I've been on the road for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're getting used to eating American food now that you're here in the U.S., which is not as fun as it might sound. For us, American food in some cases is McDonald's, which is not so great. But anyway, let's get back to what we're here to talk about. First of all, I appreciate you guys taking the time because you're busy here today because this officially marks the launch of your corporate AV brand here in the United States, and you're doing it with your new distributor, Almo Pro AV. Neil, tell us what the status is on that because this is a brand new deal that they were distributing the ClickShare product line, but now all of a sudden they have the entire projection product line, the corporate AV projection product line. How is that going, and what's the status, and when will dealers be able to start ordering from Almo?
Right, that's right. So Almo started out with ClickShare a few months ago, and it's taken off like a rocket. And now we're introducing the new corporate AV lines, the Present, Collaborate, and Impress. So three different families within that line, ranging from 4,000 lumens up to 10,000 lumens, all single-chip DLP, plus a couple of three-chip DLP in there. We're going to be phasing in mass production between now and into January of 2014. So right now we can start producing the Present line. So within the next week or so, the Almo folks will be able to take orders from integrators for Present, and then through November we'll get more product online, and then into January when the last products are going to kick in. So it's a phased approach over the next 4 months, and at the same time we're going to be adding new modules. So ClickShare, that a lot of people know and love, we're going to be adding that as a module that can fit inside one of the projectors. So it's going to be a seamless collaboration solution that can be installed anywhere.
So basically, they are a distributor now, and as soon as you start shipping the product line, they'll have access to it, and you're going to it's phased in over the next 3 months, is what you're saying.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of the sort of modular design, Peter, that's one of the things that you pointed out to me earlier is the fact that here you have a projector line that not only you can't see it because we're here, we're on a podcast, but it's got a really neat style, a unique style to it. Probably one of the most. I mean, actually, interestingly enough, it probably came out of some of the relationship you have with Projection Design, because Projection Design's historically had the best looking stylish projectors that we have seen. I've written about it a number of times in my publication over the years, that they were the only ones that seemed to be concerned with the aesthetics of a projector. So I suspect some of the design elements may have come from the Projection Design side, but this is a different looking line.
Yes, it's it definitely a result of joining forces. Some of this was already started before the joining forces with Projection Design, but it has only enhanced. And what we're really looking after is, separate from what we call the style, is the simplicity. We want to bring style and simplicity to the meeting room. ClickShare has proven that it works. Simply one click of a button and you share, you collaborate. With projectors, we are doing exactly the same thing. Once the projector is installed, you've seen the remote. Very simple, very stylish, no risk of errors. Anybody can use this projector. really focused on style and simplicity. And as Neil already indicated, upgradability, making sure that over the next 5 years you can keep using your projector with any new interface that would come abroad.
Right. And so you can't see this on the podcast, but we'll put a link on the podcast to the line, but you should check out the remote. It's the most Apple looking remote in the industry. It has one button on one side and two buttons on the other side, and that's it. And in fact, not only does it control your new product line, but it also controls the projection design product line too. So obviously you've added some of the control elements there.
Well, the projection design product line, as you stated earlier, had some very clear merits in the industry. So let's use what's good and let's enhance. We are not gonna, something that's great in the market, you have to keep. Customers love it, so we will keep using it. That's the same reason why we've brought, for example, ClickShare Insight. Customers love it, so we will continue bringing those items all together into one offering.
You sort of hinted at that, my next question, because it's more than just putting ClickShare inside. I mean, I think the concept, correct me if I'm wrong, is that as new technologies and new applications arise, like HDBaseT, for example, you can add that in as another module as well.
Yes, it's we call it future-proofing your investment. You need to be able to, if a meeting room lasts 5 to 7 years, typically, you don't want to be changing your projector every time there is a new interface coming aboard. What we will do is we will create those modules that you can plug in even after install into the projector, enabling you to keep upgrading and staying up with the new standards. But on the other hand, it remains an option because not everybody wants those items. So you want to keep the basic product as simple and easy to use and then add what everybody needs pending the installation. HDBaseT, some of our medical networking technology could be going in there. Some of AWINT technology that we present can fit in there, and whatever else will be on your trend line.
Well, that actually brings me to my next question, Neil. When will we see 4K?
Well, we already have 4K in the Barco line. It's just super high end in the Galaxy and the D Cinema lines. Getting that down into something that I've worked in for the last, what did you say, 20 years? Thanks, Gary. I'm not sure when that's going to come down in that scale yet. Barco and projection design have been DLP 100% in the corporate world and the rental staging world since day one. So taking that technology and fitting it into a smaller form factor, yeah, are we looking at it? I'm sure we are. When? I really can't say.
I mean, you already do it now. The digital cinema line can obviously do 4K. Yeah. So the technology is there. And you know what's going to end up happening is people are going to want to do, using ClickShare, going to want to do 4K digital canvas type collaboration, right, where you're actually able to put up four 1080 resolution images, or for that matter, sort of seam together a palette of images. Don't you think that's a future application? Peter, what do you think?
It's definitely a future application. Even if the content would not be available, you're going to get into a situation where people want it.
Right.
So yesterday when we were discussing with the Almo team, we showed also some of our product called OBLX, which is a tiled, freestanding, four LCD product. So basically four LCDs near seamless together. It gives you the 4K. At an affordable price in projection, it's going to take still a little bit. Are we working on it? There is plenty of items in our roadmap, so you won't get that out of us.
I'm not. No, I didn't think.
Is it coming? Yes. Will the content be there immediately? I think that's going to last for a while before the content is there, but it's going to be asked again and again and again.
Yep.
Especially with the new LCDs coming out also, they are becoming affordable.
Yep. So there's three, in the current line, there's three families, I guess, of product. There's the Present, the Collaborate, and the Impress. And the Impress is mostly the large format, very high brightness displays.
It's the, basically what we've done is you had the Barco RLM product family. RLM is a black rocket box, which does very well in the rental and staging and in the large venues. We position it there and leave it there. We have reworked the RLM into the Impress range, so it's not just a white coat of paint,
right, to
be more suited and affordable for the meeting room environment, but it's still three chip. So if you want to impress your customer the best color performance for the best lumens, that's where you, you fit the Impress.
So Impresses, auditoriums, houses of worship, large applications.
Absolutely, the very high-end boardrooms, that's where this product fits. The Collaborate range is about pixel space. If you need the panorama product, mm-hmm. if you want to have two, three, four windows next to each other, I'll take an oil and gas example. You want to have the video conferencing, you want to have the digital rendering of some drilling, you want to have Excel next to it, or in the perfect world, a PowerPoint for your business case and an Excel next to it. You can bring it on one screen on with one projector, not necessary to blend everything. That's where Collaborate plays. And then present is standard meeting rooms up to a certain level, because we go up to 10K from 4 to 10K lumens.
And in fact, you actually mentioned an example of a projector that I actually not only gave an award to, but is one of my favorite projectors in the market, is the 2.35:1 panorama projector. Yes. That came from Projection Design. You've brought that projector into the corporate AV line, and it's part of the Collaborate line, right?
Absolutely, and you should really check out how this collaborates together with ClickShare. You can connect ClickShare directly with the panorama and have up to four windows next to each other instead of having them in quadrants, giving you a very affordable and easy solution to use ClickShare and bring a lot of content data onto the screen.
Yeah, and I think that is an interesting use case. I think that's something that you should really consider pushing, because I think a lot of people don't even know about that projector because they look at it as a cinema scope. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming at it from a digital cinema standpoint, and they're not thinking of, actually, I can use this to create a new digital canvas in the front of the room and put, as you said, I mean, I think a real application would be video conferencing and PowerPoint presentation, or PowerPoint presentation and showing video collaboration next to it.
Or digital renderings or mechanical data, right? Because where we see the success of the panorama is primarily in, for example, the high-tech engineering environments, financial institutes, banking, where they need to look at a lot of data together and start comparing data. That's where panorama becomes very efficient.
Well, this is where I would say, okay, I agree with you, but I think that there's another space for this, and that is education. If you look at higher education, not K through 12, obviously, because it's they're not going to be able to spend the money on it. But if you look at higher education, the BYOD concept of students collaborating with the professors and bringing in content and being able to throw their content up, I would love, I mean, I teach at the University of North Carolina, as you both may know. I would love to have a projector in the classroom that I teach in, because I would be able to have my PowerPoint presentation up there all the time, but then be able to have a student show. In fact, what we do in the class regularly is I'm presenting using Keynote, Apple Keynote, because I'm an Apple guy, but I will also show apps. So what I'll do is I have my iPad, and I'll show apps through the Apple TV, and I have to switch back and forth between the app being shown through the Apple TV full screen and my Keynote presentation, and I'd be able to do it side by side with one screen and be up all the time.
That's right. And we call this line Collaborate. It's really it's the first collaboration between Projection Design, when Barco acquired us, and the Barco brand. And pulling in ClickShare on top of that, when we first showed the ClickShare team the panorama format projector, so 2560 1080 pixels, they kind of looked at it and went, oh, that's cool. And within, I think, a week, 2 weeks, we had a working version of software to run on a ClickShare base unit to drive that resolution. It was really cool. It went really fast. And then, you know, we've refined it since then to make it all singing, all dancing. But it now provides an interface, is some way to go from, like you said, an iPad or an iMac or a PC or even an Android device to get onto that large, high-resolution canvas that we're putting up on the screen. And lots of people can now interact that way.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely think that is a market that you should look at.
And you should check out with the ClickShare app, which is in constant evolution. As an iOS guy, you will see the app on iPad works very well. It's in constant evolution, so you'll be able to share even more in the future through the ClickShare, bringing your content to a panorama or any of the other projector range, really giving you that collaboration touch, whether in a classroom where you don't want to share all the dongles, or into a professional environment where the button is really important.
Right, and you're specifically referring to ClickShare, which right now can handle how many people collaborating simultaneously?
64.
64, right. And it, when it was originally introduced, I mean, you went from 4 to 64 in a very short period of time, even though, I mean, technically you could have done more. It was really kind of looked at it as 4 or 6 at a time, but now you can do up to 64. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's because the demand is there. We are in agile development here. If demand comes, we handle. But we also want to stick to giving constant updates to the markets and bring out new features. So you will see more coming in and new features coming out, which were not possible very quickly. But every quarter, there's new items coming to this product line. And we'll keep doing that for the coming years.
So you can see all of this at Barco.com, the entire corporate AV product line at Barco.com. And of course, there's a dedicated ClickShare website as well if you're interested in learning more about ClickShare, which I believe is ClickShare.com. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so you can go to ClickShare.com. And of course, Barco.com, you can see all three families of the corporate AV line. Of course, we've covered it a lot on our website. You can go to ravepubs.com and you can Google Barco, and you'll see not only videos that we've done today and recently on the product line, but you also see the articles that we've written as well. But of course, all of it is at your on your website at barco.com. So congratulations on what you guys are doing. I look forward to ISE, which is only 3 months away, because I know you're going to do even more at ISE and going to have some new technologies and maybe some new modules for the projector. And I'm excited. I've been invited to participate in your first anniversary party as a moderator sort of panel thing that we're going to do there in your booth. I'm excited about that at ISE. And I appreciate, Neil, you joining us today as well. So Neil and Peter, this is Gary Kay signing off here at the Almo E4 AV Tour. You've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves, and this has been a special broadcast where we've covered Barco, not only their corporate AV product line, but we've talked a little bit about future strategy, and we also talked about the ClickShare product line, and we also talked about some applications specifically with their new corporate AV line. So check it all out at barco.com. Thanks for listening. This is Gary. Talk to you tomorrow.